A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
You are the awesome God. Lift his name and exalt him. Jehovah El Shaddai, Elohim is his name. The God who made all things visible and invisible. The God who rules in the affairs of men. The God who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The lover of our souls. We praise you, Jehovah. Eternal Rock, we exalt your name. The Alpha and the Omega of life. And everything and even situations in between. We bless you, Most High God. You are the Most High God in the lives of the men, in the lives of women, in the lives of singles, in the lives of our youths, in the lives of our children. You are the Lord God Most High. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Heaven and earth, Lord, stand still at the mention of your name. We exalt you. We adore you. We proclaim you. We announce you to this generation. We declare your wonderful deeds. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless you. We are grateful that you are the Lord God Most High. Standing before the throne of grace, O God, are your children. We have come, O God, with confidence that indeed your covenants are not editable. Amen. Your covenants are not changeable. Your covenants, O God, stand forevermore. Lord, we are standing because we know you love us. Lord, and so, God, you have helped us to respond to your love. We pray, Jehovah, that everyone will release their faith, O God, to you today. That the word they will hear, the word you will speak, the word you will declare, the word you will send, will be mixed with faith. And we will profit from your word. Lord, even as we have profited from prayers, as we have profited from worship, as we have profited from testimonies, we will truly profit from your word. That it will come as a hammer. It will break into pieces every unbelief. In the name of Jesus, it will thresh, O God, the mountains that stand before us. Lord, it will lead us, O God, into your presence, that everyone will receive for every area of need, grace for grace, even as truth is announced, as truth is declared. Thank you, Father, for the testimonies we have heard today. They truly confirm that you are at work. Lord, we just say, continue your work. And help us, O God, to walk with you. Blessed be your holy name. Help me, O God, not to stand in the way. Lord, cause your word, O God, to flow without hindrance. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, do not pass me by even as you use me. Cause my heart to be inclined to your word. Cause my heart, O God, to accept and embrace the truth. Don't let me ever be familiar with your word. That I no longer expect power from it. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes. To the Jews first and also to the Greek. Thank you for not leaving the Greek out of your plan. We bless you. And we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have the tea? Help me to celebrate the media. Brother Henry is working tirelessly. Hallelujah. Well done. Please be seated. Our God is awesome. Amen. When I got in this morning, I was so thrilled with the prayer that I met among the workers' prayers. I heard Pastor Clara talk about the second one first. Pray about love. And my spirit leapt up. Because the topic the Lord has given us today is the wonder of God's love. And she was praying that we purge ourselves of anything that will stand in the way. She was pointing to fear, to anxiety, to sin. And I'm saying, wow, I might as well just go home. Hallelujah. That's That's what amazes me about Word Fountain. And so don't just think you're just going to come for the main service. Join us for the workers' meeting, the workers' devotion, because God starts from there. We're going to start with a very, well, okay, I received a clip. You probably have seen it. Amen. A man was troubled that at a particular time in his house, at night, somebody say at night, he would just hear the sound of water. And he wondered what is happening. And so he approached a prophet or someone, the person said, there must be a demon in your house. So the man said, I will first of all catch this demon before I deal with it. So he set up his phone to catch the demon. Let's see what is happening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm praying this year that every root of problem, God will expose. God will expose. Somebody say with me, God will expose every root of problem. Is it not a wonder? So if the prophet said a demon, this actually is a demonic rat. And it will come every particular hour of the day, in the middle of the night, and take a shower, dries his body, and leaves. And sometimes some of the pain we go through are so mysterious that you wonder, where is this coming from? But what, as the man set his physical video, I want you to set your spiritual video. Amen. Amen. That God, every problem, it's time for them to be exposed at the root cause. I'm not going to be running up and down. I'm not going to be guessing. I'm not going to be second guessing what is happening. I want to know by your spirit. The Bible says God can reveal the secret things to us. The secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us. Part of the love of God that it demonstrates in our life is that it does not want us to suffer in silence. It doesn't want us to suffer for long. It can expose the works of darkness. Praise the Lord. The wonder of God's love. We see that in the scriptures, when people will come to Jesus and say, oh, I'm sick. Oh, this one has leprosy. This one has a sickness. He will say, your sin is forgiven. He will point to the root of their pain. The consequence of sin are the things that make themselves manifest. And I pray that no one will gloat over sin. In the name of Jesus Christ. The wonder of God's love. We're going to watch a second video clip before we go on. This is one of the theologians I love to listen to. I love to read about him.
There are typical days.
Hold it. The reason why I do is that his messages are without entertainment, without frills. John Piper, Desiring God. He is not a comedian. He has a passion for the word. He dwells in the word. He lives the word. Hallelujah. And God is sustaining truth through him. So this is what happens to me when God gives me a phrase, an idea. There are three things I do, at least at the minimum. I go to the Bible to find what God is saying. I search the internet to find what Charles Spurgeon says about it. It's another scholar, another theologian that I respect. And so I will search the internet. What does Charles Spurgeon say? Has he come across this before? Then I look at John Piper. What is this? Because it's in my contemporary time. He's alive now. So what is he saying about this? And then I look at my life experience, my own testimony. And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit helps me to come up with what I need to know at that time. Hallelujah. So when the Lord talked about, it dropped in my heart, the wonder of God's love, I just, part of the process was to find out, then I saw this clip. It's not really into God's love, but I will ask you after you've watched it, 6 minutes, praise the Lord. Make sure you're making your notes. Thank you.
I mean, writing leave is a gift in that There's an amazing regularity and consistency about it. So Monday through Friday typically would be get up at 6 o'clock, the alarm goes off, exercise, jog, do my calisthenics, shower, go to breakfast, eat my grape nuts and shredded wheat and granola mixture, which I've eaten. It's a joke around here. Piper eats the same breakfast every day for 20 years, and I love it. It just tastes good to me. It seems to do the trick. And I sit on that couch right there and meet with the Lord for an hour. I use Robert Murray McChain's reading plan, 4 chapters a day. But my main goal is to listen to him, get my heart in gear, be encouraged. I need your help. I'm going to write a book. I don't have wisdom to do this. Come, cleanse me, forgive me, strengthen me, help me, guide me. And then at the end of that more or less hour, I'm upstairs and I've got a little prayer nook where I pray for the nations using Operation World, and I enjoy a hymn book. And it's more like, this is more like talk to me, and that's more like, here's my, I'm gonna sing all by myself. And the reason that feels so significant to me is because here I am about to write a book that I hope a lot of people will read. And who am I to write a book if I don't have the aroma of Christ on me coming out of his presence? The book's gonna taste manly instead of godly. It's about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and I'm at my desk, and I'm there until 7 p.m. with 30 minutes or so off for lunch. And I'm just working. I'm just thinking, doodling, creating, writing for all those hours every day. And it was amazing how things came together. So it's 7 o'clock now, and I eat with Noel, and from 8 to 10, we're free, because I go to bed 10-ish, 10 to 6 be about what I need for sleep. And during those 2 hours, we read together. I'm on that couch, she's on that couch, and we can talk to each other or play a game together or watch a video together. That's the way the days look. The last two books, A Peculiar Glory, Reading the Bible Supernaturally, have both felt to me more like divine gifts than the others. Partly perhaps because I'm writing from scratch rather than turning sermons into books. Both these books are written out of a mass of life experience, but not, okay, I've got 12 sermons here on the Bible, turn those into 12 chapters. It didn't work like that. Instead, I'm working with massive mounts of thoughts that are jumbled in my head, and to watch God create an idea. And you start writing about the idea, and you've suddenly got a 15-page introduction that's pointing where to go. Then you start writing chapters, and you watch the plant go like this. You actually watch it happen. You know, I didn't start with an outline. Like, here's an outline, boom, 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 boom. Here are all the pieces. I just gotta fill in the prose, you know? I've got a sentence. And 8 weeks later, I've got a book. And I look at that and I say, how did that happen? Because I'm just doing every day's work, and it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And little by little, I see, this is amazing. It's amazing how this is coming together. So those two books felt very much unlike the others. I felt, dare to say, an anointing, a presence, a being carried and helped in ways that were just different than the others. We love our donors. We know that our personal...
Amen. We can donate to him online. We can encourage him. What do you sense? Did you understand the clip? What do you sense? What message drops in your heart? Did you understand him at all? Yes, anyone? Amen. Yes, Brother Henry has got the mic. Quickly, we still have about... Yes, I see a hand behind you. Thank you. Did I not see your hand, Brother Tolu? Okay, Brother Godwin, I see your hand clearly. Okay, it was holding them. Okay, it doesn't matter. Brother Godwin, quickly, just a few comments. Yes,
what
sir.
What I sensed there, what okay, I saw there was the question how God created the earth is not what was edited. It started from the scratch.
Amen.
As in the miraculous things did from all the scratch, from picking A, B, like that.
That's and it developed it. Amen. Thank you, sir. Yes, Brother Henry, yourself, you have the mic.
Yes, I also got some message from what he said that when you concentrate and wait on God, he can produce things that are little.
Amen.
He can produce much out of things that are very little. Just an idea can boomerang into a big substance that you can't imagine.
Hallelujah.
Just to persevere and wait on him and listen to him.
Hallelujah. Thank Amen. You. Well, his wife is lifting her hands. Are you lifting your hand? Amen. We will all talk, but let's make it quick so that we can receive more.
Additionally, yes, writing. Amen. It says, I just remember Joel as he was saying it. He said, write it. Mm-hmm. Because if he wasn't writing...
Habakkuk, you mean?
Sorry, Habakkuk. If he wasn't writing, yes, the book wouldn't have. So he was always writing as Hallelujah. It comes to documentation.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Yes, I saw her hand. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I sense is, if we make ourselves available... unto God, Amen. It will use us Amen. Beyond our own imagination, our Amen. Wonder. So, wow.
Amen.
But like he said, as soon as it started, I just started coming in
Amen.
And coming in from Amen. A sentence into a book.
Hallelujah.
And it was like, wow. So
wow.
The key word is just to make ourselves available.
Make ourselves available. Amen.
Yes, the Lord. I think for me, he had a relationship with God.
A relationship.
There was this communion he had with God, because he created time for God to
yes,
that
no.
I'll go and sit down mm. in a chair. I'll talk to him, then he would talk. He had a relationship with
Amen.
God.
That Thank was awesome. You, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, I see a few more hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What I saw there was the time he had with God, because say, after his breakfast, he devoted time. Like an hour,
Amen.
Just even to call on God to give him wisdom, understanding.
Help me.
Then after that, Amen. You know, he went back to the room, praising God, singing,
Amen.
Looking at the hymns.
Yes.
You know, so in the video, the clip, what I really sense is the time he had with God.
Hallelujah.
Was really wonderful.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for the clip,
because
I love John Piper. In fact,
okay.
The prayer inspiration this morning was from
wow.
Desiring God. So I adore him, just
yes.
to see him.
Yes, yeah.
The things I will honestly encourage, if you've not looked at Desiring God, just look for John Piper.
Yes,
put a topic
sir.
And see how God uses him to break it down to the minutiae
yes.
of detail that you'd be like, wow, I didn't
yes.
know you could have that much depth in studying the word.
Yeah.
But to see him, I was expecting somebody who'd be in a mansion. Because honestly, God uses him that I'm amazed that
Amen.
God can reveal that level of depth in his word.
Amen.
But what I saw was his humility.
Amen.
He just did not in any way think that anything, because there's a
Amen.
Danger sometimes that when God uses you a lot, you almost forget who is using you, that we're only a vessel. But he
Amen.
Still consistently spends, I just love the equation. He spends an hour hearing and less time talking because he's depending fully on God. It's for me, the humility that is helping him to depend and have that relationship, knowing. And even for him to say, I'm anointed, he was careful how he even used that word, you know. But I thank God for his life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Did I say Pastor Winford's hand? It's been said. It's been covered. Say it again. Say it again. Let him say it again. Let him say it again. Was she thinking your thoughts? Say it again. Make it authentic. Bring it out.
I think it's been summarized. I saw a life of commitment. That's all I wanted to say. A life of commitment and that desire, really, that is very possible when you just create that time to spend with the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just bow down our heads again. The wonders this year, 2018. By the grace of God, we've already started recording and reporting them. But there's more. John Piper had been writing books, but he said in the same space that he's been using, and the same hour he's been using, the same pattern of living, just like Moses his attention was drawn to the bush that was burning and wasn't being consumed. All of a sudden, an idea flashed through his mind. And he decided to invest time in it. Just as Moses said, I will set aside, I will look. And today, he's testifying that books came out. There is greatness in you that God wants to bring out in the year 2018. 2018 is not just about you listening to other people's testimonies. 2018 is the year when you and God will bring forth wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. A year when you will stand and you will speak to the dumb, speak, and they will speak. The year you will speak to the blind, see, and they will see. The year when you are going to say to chaos, stop, and it will stop. The year when you are going to declare peace in your home. You're going to declare promotion at work. The year you are going to say to sinners, be born again, and they will respond. It's a year of God's power. Pastor Mariah was sharing on Not Oxford web page as Swindon, as in the day of his power, his people will be willing. God is calling for your willingness and my willingness because his power is at work. So that at the end, even by the first quarter, you are saying, it blows my mind. It's amazing. See what the Lord has done. I didn't know it was going to come out this way. See the progress that I've made spiritually, financially, medically. See what the Lord has done. But the Lord released upon us the grace for passion, the grace for a relationship with him, and the grace for commitment to what he assigns to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. So throughout the month of January, as we've been reminded, is the last Sunday of the month. We have been hearing messages, prayers, songs, and testimonies that we have shared. And God has not failed to demonstrate his wonders. Ask the person beside you, are you seeing and experiencing God's wonders? Ask it boldly, boldly, are you seeing and experiencing God's wonders? Hallelujah. And one thing I have learned about God's power and gifts is that although they flow out of his grace and are activated by faith, personal preparation in the areas of character, integrity, and holiness enable us to sustain the constant flow of his power through our lives. We have to make the preparation. Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself today because tomorrow God will show wonders. That's Joshua chapter 3:5. Every time you give yourself to prepare yourself, you give your thoughts, you give your mind to God, he will do wonders. It doesn't matter how little. And at the vigil, God helped us to see through his word that when Moses started relating with God, after the burning bush experience, God's wonders were displayed outwardly. The plagues, the Red Sea, manna, water from the rock, the battles they won, his hands being lifted until victory was won for Israel. The experience in Mount Sinai with lightning, everything was external. But by the time he went to receive the commandments on the table of stone the second time, the wonder was on the brightness of his face. It was inside out. I pray that in this year 2018, in addition to the exterior and external victories and wonders that God will do, he will do a good work in us. Amen. He will walk in us. Amen. in the name of Jesus. So today we ponder on God's love. And this is the foundation of every wonder of God that we are going to experience. The love of God is the foundation of every wonder. John chapter 3 verse 16. Can we recite it? Don't look at your Bible. Let's go. Love the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting. Tell, ask the person beside you, do you believe it? Are you living it? Praise the Lord. That God will love human beings is a mystery. It's a wonder. But that's who he is. The Bible says he is love himself. God is love. But because of the time that we have, we're going to look at a particular scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Please travel with me. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are we there? Yes. Hallelujah. Read. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and keep you from evil. Thank you for those amen. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Verse 5, let's read it together, whatever your translation. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I saw that prayer and my heart beat them, pim, that God would direct our hearts into his love. And into the waiting and the patient waiting of Jesus. Who has other translations? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5. Yes, ma'am.
The New Living Translation, yes. 3 verse 5. May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Christ.
Hallelujah. Another translation. Thank you. Amen.
May the master.
Ah, Jesus.
May the master take you by the hand.
Take me by the hand.
And lead you along the path of God's love.
And lead me along the path of God's love.
And Christ's endurance.
And Christ's endurance. How many people will give their hands to God to lead them this year? I better read because we won't go. I wrote that so that, hallelujah. Of all the wonders that we read about in the Bible, even the ones that we experience, the greatest wonder is experiencing God's love that leads you to repentance and salvation. Size up Apostle Paul and all that God accomplished through him. We are privileged to see a wonderful model as Paul demonstrates how his team's confidence lay not in human plans, their promotion, their programs, personalities, but in the Lord himself and God's love. Hallelujah. Many Christians live at a great distance from a felt experience of the love of God. Many are coming from the idea that my parents were Christians, so I am a Christian. Oh, the church is near me, so I am a Christian. I have a title in the church, so I am a Christian. I built the church, so I am a Christian. I give money to the church, so I am a Christian. But there is a distance, a great distance between what they're doing and the love of God. So much of today's Christianity is so shallow, but people are satisfied with it. But this year, God wants to find people that they will say, God, take my hand and lead me in the length, the breadth, the height, the width of your love. Amen. Do you know there is a Bible verse that says that? Ephesians. that you may know the length, the breadth, the height, and the width of God's love. That is, as you are swimming in the height, the width of God's love, you say, I'm waiting. As you are swimming in the width of God's love, the breadth of God's love, you say, I'm waiting. As you are swimming in that, the next dimension, you say, I'm waiting. May that be our experience as a church. In the name of Jesus Christ. May we live beyond ourselves. We need this prayer constantly. May the Lord direct my heart into God's love as I relate to you. May the Lord direct my heart into God's love and Christ's patience as I relate to my husband. May the Lord direct my heart in the path of God's love, into God's love and Christ's patience as I relate with the community, with my workers, with my employers. May the Lord direct my heart into God's love. Why? To experience awesome wonder. We've got to marvel at the love of the Father. As families relate together, when in times of great, whether in times of great joy or times of friction or tension, pray for one another. God, direct the heart of my husband into your love and into the patient waiting for Christ. Departments, as we work together, and it appears as if we are not moving or making the progress we desire, let's pray for one another. God, direct our hearts into the path of your love and into the patient waiting for Christ. Hold each one of us by hand. Even as we reach out to communities, as we serve tea, we must be praying, Lord, direct the heart of this man who is taking this cup of tea from me. This person who is taking this tract from me. This woman, that woman that asked me for prayer. God, direct their hearts into your love. For that's how they can encounter salvation. Even as we make the holiday activities and children are coming through, we must be praying for the children. Lord, direct the hearts of these children into the paths of your love. Even adult learning next week, Saturday, church on the street, mission in Swindon, visits to the homeless or the elderly, when we go to Cowley Carnival, when we do positive parenting, Mothering Sunday, Father's Day, Oaks of Righteousness, Praise Night, everything, our prayer is, God, direct our hearts into your love. Because that is where change is coming from. That's where wonder is coming from. That's where signs and miracles are going to flow from. Even if you are in pain, pray, God, direct my body into the path of your love. Because God has already paid the price for healing. The day he paid the price for salvation was the same day he paid the price for healing. The day he declared that you are free and forgiven is the same day he declared that captivity is broken. Amen. I pray that we will all allow our hearts to align into God's love. Let's look at a few people. When they came into an encounter with God's love, I will just say three, then I'll share my own experience, if time permits. John Wesley. How many people have heard of John Wesley? Hallelujah. John Wesley was a pastor. He had preached on two continents, England and Georgia, that is America. He had been preaching, going everywhere. But something happened to him on Aldergate Street in London on May 24, 1738. While he was listening to a man read the preface to Luther's work on Romans. Here is Wesley's description of what happened, and I lifted this from John Piper's write-up. They found this in his John Wesley's record. About a quarter before nine, while he, that's the person he's listening to, while he was describing the change which works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ alone for salvation. And an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, that is the pastor John Wesley, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Amazingly, Wesley had been preaching in the church for years, but that day he tasted the love of God. It had a new sense of its sweetness when I heard about sweet than honey. You know, someone can describe how sweet honey is to you until you taste it. I was going to bring my manuka. I forgot. So when he was talking about honey, I laughed. Go and taste honey. Buy yourself a bottle of honey and taste it. It's very sweet. The day John Wesley moved from a mental relationship with God to a personal relationship with God, sweetness entered into his heart. And then from that point on, God used him globally because his heart was being directed in the love of the Father. He had trained as a cleric. He was schooled, but nothing happened significantly until he heard the message of salvation. And he realized that just going to the pulpit and preaching was not enough. It was better to taste the goodness of God. And God added sweetness to his message and his ministry. And today is not forgotten. May that be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. The second person is called Blaise Pascal. How many people have heard of Blaise Pascal? Okay. Yes, sir. Tell me what you know about him, sir. Please, give him mic. Okay, just a little. Yes, him. Blaise Pascal. Just what you know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be much. Amen.
I know of Blaise Pascal to be more of a mathematician. Blaise Pascal doesn't
work. That's it. You know him now. Yeah. If you are talking about computer today, he was the man at the root. He was the one that gave us the binary codes. You know him. That's why you're a doctor. And I had to go and read it. Hallelujah. Listen to his story. One of the most intense descriptions of this kind of experience, the experience of the love of God, comes from Blaise Pascal. Pascal is especially interesting because he was a mathematician and a scientist. Pascal had an extraordinary experience of the love of God that lasted for about 2 hours. He scribbled some notes of what happened to him and then sewed them into the inside of his coat, where they were found after his death. He was so powerful, so amazing to him. He wrote it down and sewed it to his coat so that he doesn't forget. And they found it on him after he died. This is what he wrote. This day of grace, 1654, do you know the day you were saved? From about 10 at night to about half after midnight, fire. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not of the philosophers and scholars. I felt secured. I felt peace. I felt joy. Oh, God of Jesus, the greatness of the human soul. Joy, 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 tears of joy. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, may I never be separated from him. So what happened to Pascal? His heart was directed into the love of God and the patience of Christ. And out of the growth of that encounter with God, God gave him visions about binary codes. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary tree, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say. The third person is John Edwards. In 1737, let me look after the baby, please. Edwards rode out into the woods for a time of prayer and wrote of his extraordinary experience. I had a view that was for me extraordinary of the glory of the Son of God and his wonderful, great, full, pure and sweet grace and love. He went out into the woods, tied up his horse, and saw the love of Christ in a way that he had not seen it before. He had a view of it. He had a glimpse of it. Its sweetness came to his soul. It is well. My personal testimony. It was in August 1988, almost 30 years ago. Everything about me was upside down in my little world. My health. I was bleeding. And doctors did not know why, but I knew why. I had been through many abortions. And the last one I did, it was supposed to have taken my life. I went from doctor to doctor trying to find solution. They didn't know why. They just told me it would dry up. My health, my finance, my marriage, my mother's leg. Everything was placing a demand on my emotions. Sincerely speaking, I was not looking for solution. I just wanted to escape. I did not think of suicide. I just wanted to run away from it all. I buried myself in my work. I deadened my pain with my plans. I compromised my values, thinking maybe if I shift a little, I will find an escape. I belittled my virtues. I let go of my God until God interrupted my sleep by a nightmare. I could not sleep again. It gripped me. I knew I needed to give him attention. I wanted to escape from him, but he wouldn't let me go. He led me to my sister, whose heart had already been directed into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. She told me that we were going to pray in the middle of the night, but the only hindrance would be sin. She encouraged me to confess my sin. In my heart, my pride rose up, and I thought, how can I confess my sin to someone who is younger than me? You are not a priest. You are not ordained. Who are you? And at that moment, when pride overwhelmed me, grace overtook me. Something broke in my heart. I began to tell God my sins. I broke down. I was overwhelmed by the presence that my sister had invited into the house. It was tangible. I couldn't escape it. As soon as I felt a weight drop from my body, from my head, it traveled down my body and it dropped and I heard the sound. She did not look, she was just praying. At that moment, I felt peace. At that moment, I recollected all that was happening around me. The rest is history. And God has not stopped leading me through the path of his love. And so when chaos comes around me, I look to that night. And I say, God, you have done it before. Help me. Help me to feel your love in the midst of this chaos. When I was not even aware of you, you loved me. Till you brought me out of my pain and out of my darkness. You forgave my sin. You can help me again. The power to know God's love is available to all of us. There's a difference between having a rational judgment that honey is sweet and having a sense of its sweetness. I had sung the song that Jesus loves me as a child, but I didn't know the love. I'd even taught children, because I was leading the youths in the Anglican church. I told them about love. I told them about sin. I told them about many things about God, but I had no experience of God. Are you willing this year to allow God to lead you into his love? Two things I should say. The first one is you must be dissatisfied with your present spiritual experience. You need to cultivate a holy discontent with whatever level of spirituality you have. The person who prays this prayer is looking for something more than the Sunday medicine that we have turned Christianity to. You're looking for a level of a daily walk with God, minute walk with God, when it takes over your thoughts, your actions, your imaginations. You're asking God, direct my heart into your love. Even in when you are caught up in an argument, your immediate reaction is not to answer back, but you are praying, Lord, direct my heart into your love. There's tension in your home. You are not thinking of how to defend yourself. You're praying, Lord, direct my heart into your love. Unfortunately, we live in a been there, done that culture. And everybody just thinks that, let's just keep the beats going. It is dangerous to have been there, done that form of Christianity. That nothing about God moves you again means you are spiritually dead. A.W. Tozer says, in pursuit of God, we have been snared into the coils of logic, which insists that if we have found him, we don't need to seek him again. We become chilled. We become shallow. We are no longer expecting or desiring more of him. May God touch our hearts with his wonder. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We need to create a sense of longing after God, not rushing after things. The second thing is we have to seek after him. Psalm 27 verse 4. Psalm 27 verse 4. If you found it, please let's share the reading. Psalm 27. Yes, ma'am. It's always good to wait for the mic, please, because of the recording, please. Okay, it just breaks up.
Psalm 27, verse 4, I read, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after,
yes,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, yes, all the days of my life.
In the name of Jesus.
To behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. And to inquire in his temple.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. One thing I ask of the Lord this year, as we talk about awesome wonder, is that I may dwell, the grace to dwell in his house. I don't want to be a visitor in his house. The grace to abide, even in my closet. Sometimes it's not easy. When you look at all the things you have to do in the day, the tendency is for you to, the closet, let me just leave it. I'll come back to it. And you are rushing after the timetable that men have set for you. And you forget the timetable you set with God. This year, God, help me. And I may dwell in your house all the days of my life and gaze upon your beauty. It's not every time you go into the prayer closet that you have a prayer point. But the greatest desire must be to gaze on God, not glance at him. It's a difference. Have you ever seen a relationship of love and people are looking intently into each other's eyes, even when they are not saying anything? You and I can sit with God and gaze until he speaks. It's not every time. The reason why some of us forfeit our prayer time is that we think we don't have prayer points. The greatest prayer point you need this year is, Lord, help me to gaze at your beauty and to seek you in your temple. So you can gaze at God at home and be lost in his love, but that does not mean you don't come into his temple and gaze with others in the time of fellowship. I pray whatever has been a reason why you couldn't do that God will break its hold in Jesus' name. Today, even as we reflect, let me just finish reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Maybe you'll find some things that you and I need to do in addition to the two things I've mentioned. Having prayed that God would direct our heart into his love, verse 6, it says, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly and not after the tradition which you received of us. The first thing you want to do is to withdraw from anyone that is walking disorderly, anyone that is not willing to press on and be led in the path of God's love. You have a responsibility. If you have tasted of God's love, you will know when someone is walking disorderly. He said, I command you to withdraw yourselves from them. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Verse 8. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. You are not in a ministry where you are paying your pastors, where you are paying your leaders. We are all working. And when you look at the book of tithes and offering, all the leaders in this house are financial contributors. So this is not a place where we must be because we need the money to keep our body and soul together. Remember when Pastor Clara wasn't working, I got a note from one of the pastors and said, I think we should be paying. I said, we are not. We are not. We're going to see God help them walk through it. Because they're going to learn, I was trained, not paid. And I know that God supplies. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. We want to be able to say to you in your pain, in your seemingly lack of things, that the God we are serving, he is able. We want to put a rubber stamp on the ability of God that we have tested. And God will come through for you. Amen. He will come through for us all. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any will not walk, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorder. This year, you must deal with disorder. You must say, I must deal with disorder. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, walking not at all, but are busybodies. Oh, hello, have you heard? Hello, have you heard? Hello. Will you deal with disorder this year so that God can demonstrate wonder? Tell them, I don't want to hear. Now them that are such, we command and exhort you by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they walk. Even the busybodies can walk and eat their own bread. We command them. But today we are praying. Everyone that is walking disorderly, stop in the name of Jesus. Every busybody, stop in the name of Jesus Christ. But ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is to the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I'm going to take you back to verse 2 as the Lord will help us to round up. Let's rise up to our feet. We're going to pray a few minutes. I see us overrun by 5-10 minutes. But I thought we needed to watch those clips. I was struggling whether the time would allow, but I'm glad we did. Let's read verse 2 together. Let's go. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Amen. Brethren, what the Lord is saying to us this year is that part of our prayer for deliverance is that we'll be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. It's not everything that you go through is because of your enemy. Sometimes it's just because someone has been unreasonable. Amen. I was thinking about it. I'm going to Nigeria. I'm going to spend money by the grace of God. And I get people, please bring me money that I will spend. Please bring me this. And I'm wondering, I say, these people are unreasonable. They are not wicked. Are they wicked? But I got an email. Someone says, oh, thank you, I understand you are coming. Send me the list of the things you need so that I can start getting them ready for you. I said, ah, this one is reasonable. Put your hands together for the Lord. I just wanted you to know that as you go through the year and things are going, it's not everyone that is wicked. Sometimes people are just unreasonable. But Paul prayed that God deliver us. Help us to know how to relate to them. Amen? Hallelujah. It's part of how we experience and express the love of God. Otherwise, you will be treating everyone as an enemy. They will not be able to enjoy that love of God. Amen? And for the people that gave me a list, I've bought what I can. I say, oh, in the love of Christ. Oh, but I asked you to buy. I just received this one. Let's finish this matter we've come to Nigeria for. But it's all going to be done in love. I've prepared my heart. I will not offend anyone. And no one will be offended with me. Let's talk to God. Wonder of God's love. The wonder of God's love. Do you know that this love can bring solutions to every situation? For God so loved the world, He found a solution to express His love. And I'm praying for you that you too, you'll find a solution to express your love. In the name of Jesus. Between husband and wife, there God will give you the solution. Because it was the sacrifice of Jesus that became a solution to our sinful life. God will give you a solution in the place of that crisis. I want you to pray, Lord, direct my heart into your love. Just make it a prayer. Lord, as I go through life this year, direct my heart into your love. I thank you that you love me. If you have not tasted the love of God, if you have not responded to the love of God, don't put it off. Not one day. Allow the love of God to melt you. Allow the love of God to change you. Allow the love of God to transform you. And begin to pray, Lord, direct my heart into your love. The length of it, the height of it, the width of it, the breadth of it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, help me by your Spirit to understand what your love is. Help me, oh God, to be a testimony of your love. Lord, by your mercy, transform my heart, oh God. Help me, Jehovah Shaddai, not just to sing about your love, not just to shout about your love, but to be an expression of your love. Let your love bring sweetness into my heart, sweetness into my mind, sweetness, oh God, into my spirit, even in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there someone here who has not responded to the love of God? May I challenge you today that the best wonder you can receive from God is the gift of salvation, is the grace of salvation. The best wonder that you can taste in the Lord is that He changes your heart. You stop living the life of a sinner and you become a child of God. Will you allow Him? Will you pray to Him this afternoon and say, Lord, I repent of my sin. Lord, change me. Save me. I need this taste of salvation. I need the love that made John Wesley to begin a new dimension of ministry. I need the love that touched Blaise Pascal and made him, oh God, a man of reference. Lord, let my heart be directed in the path of your love. Pray if you need to pray that prayer. And I want you to know that is the lens through which we are going to look at one another in the year 2018. God, direct our hearts in the path of your love. As men, as women, as singles, as youths and children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are going to pray against disorder. Every relationship of disorder, God separates them. Every relationship of disorder, Lord, help me to identify them and disassociate myself. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not walk disorderly. I will not be an instrument of disorder. I will not create disorder in the house of God. I will not create disorder in my department. I will not be a fuel for disorder. I will not be an agent of disorder. Lord, I will not be a busybody. I will not be a busybody in this house. I will not be a busybody at work. I will not be a busybody in my department. God, by your mercy, I pray that you will help me not to contribute, Lord, to rumor mongering, to evil speaking. By your mercy, O God, let my tongue be sanctified. Let my heart be sanctified. Help me not to see the weakness of my brothers. Help me not to see the weakness of my sister. Help me to pray that their hearts be led in the path of your love. Because your love can transform us. Your love can mold us. Your love can change us. Your love can empower us. Thank you, Father. For we will see wonder. In the name of Jesus. You're going to pray. God, by your spirit, give me wisdom to deal with unreasonable demands. At work, you've been working. They keep asking more. They're not even thinking about the time you have to yourself. Lord, they are unreasonable. They are not wicked. So help me. Lord, in your love, give me wisdom to deal with every unreasonable demand on my time, whether it's from the church, whether it's from work, whether it's from family. Lord, by your mercy, so that I can invest time in my relationship with you, so that I can grow, so that I can experience your love. Every unreasonable demand that I even put upon myself, Lord, by your mercy, help me to deal with unreasonable demand. In the name of Jesus, unreasonable financial demands, the Lord judge you this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, every unreasonable financial demand that you have been pouring money on the same thing and you are not getting benefits is an unreasonable demand. God, by your spirit, judge every unreasonable financial demand in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I want you to put your hand on your head. Unreasonable demand on your body, expressing itself as sickness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Unreasonable demand on my mind. Unreasonable demand on my heart. Unreasonable demand on the organs of my body. I judge you by the word of God. The one that loved me and gave himself to me. Oh God, I pray, purge me. Purge my mind. Purge every cell of my body. For every unreasonable demand. Stress you an unreasonable demand. The Lord judge you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rearrange my life. And I declare I will live in health. I will live in good health. My family will experience good health. In this church there will be testimony of healing. Testimony of health. In the name of Jesus, we will rest when we need to rest. We will sleep when we need to sleep. Lord, we will take siesta when we need to take siesta. There will be no unreasonable demand on our well-being. In the name of Jesus Christ, every medication that is placing unreasonable demand upon our bodies by reacting, the Lord judge you. The Lord judge you. The Lord judge you. In the name of Jesus Christ, every dietary habit that is placing unreasonable demand upon our bodies, the Lord judge you. In the name of Jesus, every appetite for sin that makes unreasonable demand upon holiness, upon righteousness, the Lord judge you. The intention to please people that does not help us to please God, we judge you. God judges you. In the name of Jesus Christ, unreasonable demand upon our successful desire, our desire for success that has been sidetracked because we didn't have courage. Unreasonable demand on courage. The Lord judges you. in the name of Jesus, will take the steps towards progress. We will experience wonders, and so will it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we rest on your word. If Paul prayed it and it worked for him, Lord, today we align ourselves with a prayer. And we pray, Lord, that you direct our path and the path of your love. In anything and everything we are going to do, let it be undergirded by love. Let nothing break rank among us. By your spirit, O God, purge us of disorder. In the way we arrange, in the way we preserve, in the way we present, in the way we plan, in the way we organize, in the way we respond. Lord, purge us of disorder. In the name of Jesus. And help us, O God, to wait patiently for your return. Help us to keep in view that the clock about your return is not going backwards. It's going forward. Help us to prepare ourselves for your return. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.